The Torah Kedusha teaches us this week the Aseret HaDibros. And amongst the first five of the Aseret HaDibros is the mitzvah of Kabbalah Savich Vasimecha. We have to respect our parents. The Rishonim and Achronim already discussed that we know that the Aseret HaDibros are divided five and five. The first five represent mitzvahs that are ben Adam u'makom between us and Hashem, and the second five represent those that are ben Adam l'chaveroi. Why, do they ask, do Kabbalah ve'eim belong in the first five, in the group of the first five? Shouldn't they be in the group of the second five? So the Ribash Arishan explains, he says that we have to look, Torah is teaching us that we have to look at Kibra of Aim, like we have to look at our respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I see that you have the proper respect to your, for your parents, if I see that you are recognize how you have to respect them and treat them, then that to me is a simon, that to me is a sign how you respect me and thank me for everything that I do. And that's why the Torah put Kibra Ve'eim together with the first Aseret HaDibros next to Anoich Hashem Elokecha to show that just like we have to show respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no question about that, our respect to our parents should be no less, and it should be a sign, it is a sign of our attitude towards parents. And in fact, that's also why it's next to Shabbos. And we find in many places in the Torah that the Torah puts the mitzvah Kibra Ve'eim next to the mitzvah Shabbos. It's certainly not coincidental. It's to teach us, just like we all recognize, that Shmirah Shabbos is a representation of who we are as people, who we are as Jews. The seriousness of Shabbos, and in fact, the mitzvah Shabbos, if somebody's Rechmon Tzom Mechal Shabbos, b'mezer yischayiv skila, so is the halacha by Kibra Ve'eim. And therefore, to show the seriousness, Kibra Ve'eim and Shabbos are from the mitzvahs that we already received in Mara, even before Kabbalah HaTorah, all to show us how critical Kibra Ve'eim is in our mitzvah observance. And in fact, many Mefarshim, of course, asked the question. We know that Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav, and Yaakov was able to get those brachas. And the obvious question is, even if we'll say that Esav was able to fool Yitzchak, and that Yitzchak should not truly know who Esav is, but he certainly knew that Yaakov was so much greater than Esav. Yaakov, the Torah describes, Yaakov ishtam yoshev aholim. Yaakov was the individual who sat his life sitting in yeshiva learning Torah. And Esav was ishadeh etzayid. He was not on that level. So even if Yitzchak did not know to what degree Esav was a Rasha, but he certainly was very well aware that Yaakov was a greater tzaddik than Esav. Why would he want to give the brachas to Esav? And many Mefarshim say, the Torah says regarding Esav, ki hu abachor. What does it mean he was bachor? He was excelled in the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'eim. As we know, many different Maamarei Chazal, that there's a medrash that says, that Shimon Gamliel says about himself, koyomai kibadati es avi. My entire life, I showed tremendous respect to my father. However, my respect wasn't even a hundredth of the way Esav respected his father. He says that when I used to do things in my father's house, I would put on my work clothes. I was getting dirty. I didn't want to get my clothing dirty. He says, whenever Esav came to see his parents, those clothing that he had gotten from Nimrod, he took those clothing, and that's why his clothing were in that home. He took the clothing to use them to serve to serve Esav. And the Medrash, the Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'schash kiparata avesecha, because you show respect to your parents, tir banacha, you will have children. Yochel hajaitis, maybe they'll just be average. Tamalim tishisei ulusar b'chol aretz, you will have the greatest children. And I saw two incredible stories. Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman used to say, we all know about the great Maral. He used to say that the Maral had brothers, and they had a father that needed somebody to be with him. So the question was, who should go to yeshiva? Because the yeshiva was not near where they lived, and they would not be able to be there to help their father. And the Maral's father writes that he was ready to give up the opportunity to learn in yeshiva, and his brothers went to yeshiva, and that's why they became so much greater Talmidei Chachamim than he. Yet he was the one that had the son, the Maral. And the reason is because he always said, well, because I was there and prepared to be there for my father. The Chafetz Chaim said his father passed away at a very young age, and his mother remarried someone. And at that time, when his mother got remarried, the Chafetz Chaim was learning in a yeshiva in Vilna, a yeshiva for excellent Talmidim, which of course we know the Chafetz Chaim clearly was in that category. And his stepfather, who didn't even know him, came to finally meet him. And he saw who the Chafetz Chaim is and what a great individual he was at a very, very young age. He was 13 years old. This stepfather had a daughter who was already 26 years old. Chafetz Chaim was 13 years old. And the stepfather comes home and he tells the Chafetz Chaim's mother, if you want to remain married to me, you will have to agree that my daughter should marry your son. And she was distraught. Her son is 13 years younger than this girl. Her son has actually ended up being, was the great Chafetz Chaim, the potential rate to be the great Chafetz Chaim. And here he's being put into this, she and he are being put into this situation. But she had no choice. And she told her son, the Chafetz Chaim, what was happening. The Chafetz Chaim said, no problem. If this is what will help my mother's life, and then of course I shall be prepared to marry this woman. And he married her, and from that marriage came the great family of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim always said that that was why he was careful. The Chazon Ish would say that the reason he was able to become the Chazon Ish was for two reasons. One is because he never wasted any time. Every moment was precious, and he was always careful in the midst of Kibbutz Rav Eim. Rav Chaim Knievsky used to say that the Chazon Ish would visit his mother every day for at least a half an hour. She lived not far from him in Bnei Brak, and just spend time talking to her, even though we know how busy and how precious the moments of the Chafetz Chaim, the moments of the Chazon Ish were. Rav Chaim Knievsky himself would very often tell people that that boys that came to him for bar mitzvah, he would tell them the first mitzvah that now that you're a bar mitzvah, you have to do mitzvahs you should think about, is the mitzvah of Kibbutz Rav Eim. And we know that the Rav Chaim Knievsky Zatzal was a son-in-law of Rav Yashiv. And we don't find in Rav Chaim Knievsky's Svarim a haskama from Rav Yashiv. And he was once asked, your father-in-law never wrote you a haskama? And he said, of course my father-in-law wrote me a haskama. He says, so why didn't you print it? He says, because my father, the stipler, didn't write haskamas on Svarim that were halacha Svarim. So I couldn't write a haskama print a haskama for my father. He wouldn't give me one. And it would be a lack of proper derech eretz to put in a haskama for my father-in-law, Rabbi Yashiv, and not from my father, Rav the Stipler, and therefore I never put it in. And there's a very famous story with Rav Chaim Kamievsky and his father, the Stipler. There's one of the Sfarim of Rav Chaim Kamievsky, is a sefer called Hasam or Choysov, which is a sefer on the Orchis Chaim La Rosh. And the Rav Chaim would often say that his sefer was prepared many years before it was printed. But why didn't it get printed right away? So he says his father was once sitting with him, and his father says that I have to go to the printer to bring one of the galleys of my sfarim. And Rav Chaim's comment was, oh, I also have to go. I have galleys of this sefer, Samar Chosav. He didn't ask Chas V'Shalom, his father, to take it on his behalf. He just made this comment. The moment he made this comment, Rav Chaim, the Stipler offered him to take it. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, that was a lack of derech eretz. My father should take something on my behalf. A son has to take for a father. And that's why, for some reason, that sefer was always delayed in being printed. Rav Hutner Zatzal, Rav Ruderman Zatzal, and Rav Pinchas Taitz Zatzal were once sitting together, and they made an interesting observation, a tragic observation. It says it's a much greater tragedy when a father has to sit shiva and be avelus on a son versus when a son has to be an avelus for a father. Parents pass away. Children aren't supposed to pass away in the lifetime of their parents. Yet, he said, we see that the halacha says that a son has to keep shiva for 12 months on his parent, and a parent only on a son keeps shloishim. What's the reason? He said the reason is very simple. When a parent passes away, that opportunity to do the mitzvah kibbutz of aim, that opportunity to be connected to the previous generation, that is a connection. Then when that connection dies, and that mitzvah, we lose the opportunity to do the mitzvah, that is a real sign of tragedy. And therefore, even though emotionally the other way may be a bigger tragedy, but halachically, the representation of a parent passing away, and as they all discussed, it wasn't just the lack of the opportunity to do the mitzvah kibbutz of aim anymore, but even more so, the break of the Messiah, that special link that we have to our past, which is represented by our parents, when that ends, that is the greatest tsar for that we have avelus of a year, of a whole year. The Chazon Ish would say that when one is looking for a match, when one is looking for a kala, the two things to look for is that she should be a balas midas, a woman of wonderful behavior and characteristics. And look at our kibbutz of aim. Look how she treats her parents. We should all be zeicha that by doing this wonderful mitzvah kibbutz of aim, l'man yitav loch, l'man yarichin yomecha, we should have arichas yomim, and we should have l'man yitav loch, we should have all the brachas in the world.